From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting possible sanctions against hackers. The Washington Post reports that the United States is prepared to levy sanctions against Chinese individuals and companies in response to cyber espionage. Citing unnamed administration officials, the Post said the government has not yet decided whether to issue the sanctions, but that a decision is expected soon. U.S. President Barack Obama is traveling Monday to the northwestern state of Alaska to meet with residents and deliver an address at a conference where U.S. and foreign officials, scientists, and locals are gathering to discuss the effects of climate change on the Arctic region. The White House says the goal of the conference is to boost awareness of how the effects of higher temperatures in the Arctic are affecting the rest of the world and what the people can do in response. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has described as a stab in the back a violent demonstration against legislation granting more autonomy to pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. In a televised address Monday evening, Mr. Poroshenko said the protest outside the parliament in Kiev earlier in the day was, in his words, an anti-Ukrainian action for which all organizers, all representatives of political forces, without any exception, must carry full responsibility. A Ukrainian security officer was killed and dozens of other law enforcement personnel injured by a grenade allegedly hurled by a protester. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar is complaining of attacks by government troops that he says is putting the recent peace agreement in jeopardy. Machar told reporters Monday the government is failing to respect the ceasefire by attacking rebel-held areas. The attacks could not be independently verified. This is VOA News.